though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels. I suppose all of us have spoken that way. When we speak in tongues, people don't understand. Many people don't understand why tongues are given. Sometimes we have spoken in tongues that were understood. Just before I left for Germany last summer, there was a missionary here from India, and I noticed he got awfully happy all at once. And after the meeting, I found out that he had heard me speak in tongues, and it was his language in India. And that made him so happy. He said he didn't know there was anything like that. Another time in Zion, in the faith home, after the meeting, a missionary from Africa came to me and he said, "Hey, you got to come with me to Africa because you spoke in my dialect tonight. You were praying for the natives in tongues." Another time, a Methodist preacher was over in Seneca Avenue, and he was not very friendly to us, but he understood me talking in Greek. But many times, you don't understand me. And many times, you are speaking a language that's not understood on earth. And we ought to be very careful. Sometimes people come and they say, "Oh, you speak in Italian because maybe you used a word that sounds Italian." You can't always go by that. You know, when during the Boxer trouble, armies were drawn from all the nations, some Swiss fellows were in China. And in the morning they got up and one said, "Shang standu shao tsun jin cho." That's good Swiss word, and it means, "John, get up, the sun is shining." And of course the English thought he was talking Chinese. They said, "Look at those Swiss, you can't beat them. They've only been here overnight and now they talk Chinese." Well, some of those words are Chinese, but he didn't mean it that way at all. But anyway, it's a great miracle to speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but God says it's a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal unless it flows from the fountain.